Southwest Florida Research and Education Center Director Calvin Arnold summarizes the thoughts of Citrus Expo panelists who discussed their citrus replanting efforts.
The growers who were on our panel today were different sizes of operations, you know, some moderate size and then some big operations. But it was interesting that we heard a similar story basically from all of them. They are saying it's not easy to maintain resets as well as young new plantings, but they're doing it. They're working out ways of doing it. They're making it happen. And to me, the thing that was most encouraging was the last question and their response to it. That was, do you feel you're being successful in bringing your young trees into production in an economical way? Every one of them said, I'm pleased, I'm glad I put the new trees in. We are getting them into production, even in the face of HOB. We are bringing them into production, and there seemed to be a sense of optimism.
Those who are doing solid sets seem to be doing higher tree densities, correct?
Yes, all of them are doing higher density. We know as an industry that we've got to make our profit off of our production quicker than we used to. This is very important, and people are doing it. They're adopting it. And fortunately, the research community, both with USDA and University of Florida, have a group of rootstocks that the growers are adopting and they are planting. Some of them give the more dwarfing characteristic, which facilitates high-density spacing.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.